This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A Kremlin-orchestrated referendum got underway in occupied regions of Ukraine that sought to make them part of Russia, with some officials carrying ballots to apartment blocks accompanied by gun-toting police. Kyiv and the West condemned it as a rigged election whose result was preordained by Moscow. The referendums in the Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-occupied Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions were widely seen as a prelude to Moscow annexing the regions. The voting overseen by authorities installed by Russia, scheduled to run through Tuesday, is almost too certain to go the Kremlin's way. Meanwhile, the governor of the Kharkiv region said 436 bodies were exhumed from a mass burial site in the eastern city of Izium, 30 with signs of torture. Meanwhile, the tide of international opinion appears to have decisively shifted against Russia, as a number of non-aligned countries join the United States and its allies in condemning Russia's war in Ukraine and its threats to the principles of the international rules-based order. In what many believed earlier this year was Western wishful thinking, much of the international community spoke out against the conflict in rare displays of unity at the often fractured United Nations. The coalescing condemnation picked up steam when Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the mobilization of an additional 300,000 troops to Ukraine, signaling the unlikelihood of a quick end to the war, and suggested nuclear weapons may still be an option. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian counter-protesters gathered across the country on Friday in a show of support for authorities after nearly a week of anti-government protests and unrest over the death of a young woman who was being held by the morality police. Thousands attended a rally in the capital, Tehran, where they waved Iranian flags, and similar demonstrations were held in other cities. The government claimed the demonstrations of support were spontaneous. Similar rallies have been held during past periods of widespread protests. The pro-government demonstrators chanted against America and Israel, according to state media, reflecting the official line that blames the latest unrest on hostile foreign countries. In the U.S., a black man died after a police encounter in a Denver suburb in 2019 because he was injected with a powerful sedative after being forcibly restrained. According to an amended autopsy report publicly released on Friday, Elijah McClain's death is still listed as undetermined. The 23-year-old massage therapist was put in a neck hold and injected with ketamine after being stopped in Aurora for being suspicious. The case drew renewed attention following the killing of George Floyd in 2020, leading to the indictment last year of three officers and two paramedics on manslaughter and reckless homicide charges in McClain's death. Syria's health minister says at least 77 people died when a boat with migrants from Lebanon sank off Syria's coast this week. The minister was quoted by state TV on Friday as saying that he fears the death toll from the disaster in Syrian waters was not final. The vessel left Lebanon on Tuesday, and news of what happened first started to emerge on Thursday afternoon. Thousands of Lebanese, Syrians, and Palestinians have left Lebanon on boats over the past months, seeking better opportunities in Europe. Lebanon has a population of 6 million, including 1 million Syrian refugees, and has been in the grips of a severe economic meltdown that's pushed more than three-quarters of the population into poverty. A hurricane expected to transform into a huge post-tropical storm will bring hurricane-strength wind, heavy rain, and big waves to Atlantic Canada, meteorologists said, and warning that it has the potential to be one of the most severe storms in the country's history. For more stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.